At the Royal Courts of Justice building in London, veterans from Kenya's Mau Mau uprising and anti-colonial movement are gearing up for what they hope will be the final chapter in a 50-year struggle. They are suing the British government for torture they suffered in colonial Kenya. The Foreign Office has acknowledged that abuses occurred at the hands of the Kenyan colonial authorities. However, it claims liability was transferred to the Kenyan government upon independence in 1963. George Marara is the program officer at the Kenya Human Rights Commission, which is spearheading the case. He told reporters the Foreign Office argues that too much time has passed to sustain a fair trial.
Most of those people would have come before court to give evidence have died, and the ones who are still alive have a poor recollection of those events.
Though many of the victims have died, thousands of Kenyans have come forward citing unlawful detention and acts of torture. For this hearing, four Mau Mau veterans traveled from their homes in rural Kenya to testify in London. One of the claimants, Jane Muthoni Mura, was accused of being a Mau Mau scout. At the age of 17, she was arrested and detained for 3 years.
We were taken to the camps where we were beaten thoroughly. Soldiers stepped on my feet every day, and bottles were inserted into my private parts.
Also traveling to London for the trial, Gitu Waka Hungary, the spokesperson for the Mau Mau War Veterans Association.
We are hoping that the young generation in England are realistic and they will listen to us. And if need be, they will apologize for what their perhaps forefathers or fathers did to the people of Kenya.
At the end of the hearing, Justice Richard McComb declared he would withhold his ruling until at least October. He will either dismiss the case or recommend it go to full trial. If the latter recommendation is made, the Mau Mau hope the British government will settle to avoid a long and expensive legal battle. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, London.